So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong, and down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me.
Oh, they'll all be there with their phones in the air. The lights will be on, Stuart. How many? About 40,000?
I think it's 45,000, sold out in hours. He hasn't had as massive a hit recently as that, but he's still box office big time.
And this is a terrible admission on national radio. This is the first Robbie Williams gig in Ireland I will have missed.
Oh my goodness, yes. I've not seen him since 1998, where he was third on the bill at Slane, but he blew the verve off stage. It was one of the most amazing Slane performances ever.
He's a great showman.
He's Frank Sinatra, he's Song and Dance Man, Broadway. Yeah. And you have to apply those critical criteria to him.
And they are quite critical. But he comes on stage, he's full of, you know, vim and vigour, bounces up and down, gets the crowd involved. There is a reason why he's so popular, and it's because he was in a band called Take That, and he was huge amongst a certain generation that are now in their late 30s and early 40s, who have more disposable income to spend on concerts like the Aviva Stadium tomorrow night.
It's funny, though, because if you think back, first he was the first member to jump ship, and there were helplines here for distressed fans of both sexes. But when they went solo, it was Gary Barlow, the national treasure, who was going to be massive, and Mark Owen.
Well, he actually was massive in more than one way.
Exactly. But they spent a fortune on Mark Owen's solo career, and his debut album, Green Man, got to number 33 in the UK. They reckoned that Robbie would sink without trace. His debut record went to number 12. Then Angels came out, and 5 million copies later, he was a stadium superstar. But in a way, him becoming the biggest star was like Jason Orange or Shane Lynch headlining the Viva tomorrow, which would be an appalling thought. Can you imagine both of them on the same bill?
Yeah, good morning, Shane. You may be listening.
Nice fella. Good on the telly. Yeah, rubbish on stage.
Yeah, new National Geographic show.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, which looked quite good. Now, the thing about Robbie when he does do his thing is that he is this irreverent, cheeky chappy, likeable guy. But the music itself, I mean, Angels has been played to death, right? But some of the songs are quite good. I mean, the Heavy Entertainment Show, which is, and again, I'm showing a little bit too much knowledge. The Heavy Entertainment Show, it's a good album, one or two good songs on it, Party Like a Russian, Heavy Entertainment Show, but they're not classics.
His masterstroke, though, was hooking up with Guy Chambers, who'd played and written with Julian Cope and the Waterboys, and Guy coming back into the fold. He needs that good influence. I don't think his own sort of instincts are too good choosing songs or writing.
Well, when Guy Chambers was gone, he was in the wilderness, and there was a couple of really
very flaccid, wasn't it, for a couple of years?
Flaccid is the word. Good word.
Spoiler alert. He's been playing a 19-song set, not quite Springsteen, but lengthy. All the solo hits, plus Freedom 90, Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer, Amy's Rehab, Something Stupid, Sweet Caroline, Hey Jude and My Way. So the Frank nod is fairly strong.
And there's also a little bit of this as well. Presumably this kind of thing is going to creep in.
Now, that's one of his,
one of the ones he wrote. I'm not sure the royalty checks would have been huge, I'm sure.
No.
But he doesn't really do take, one or two Take That songs.
A couple, apparently.
But you know, this is like catharsis. I don't know why I'm admitting all of these things. I went to see Take That when they were in the Point, Three Arena. And there's only three of them, so that, you know, they're basically one away from being a
power
double act.
Trio.
Yeah.
Power trio.
But the show was really, really good.
Well,
really
I saw E17 once under extreme duress, and I was like, oh, Jesus, no. And it was brilliant. I have fond memories, though, of Robbie's Lost Weekend, which was a month with Liam Gallagher. It started at Glastonbury 1995, and it ended when Noel said publicly, calling Liam out, you cannot hang out with that fat dancer from Take That. And since then, there's been a major feud between the Oasis camp, or the component parts, and Robbie. Robbie has had the last laugh. He's worth just shy of $200 million, and he's played some massive gigs here.
Yeah, well, there's a text here. Did you know, Stuart Gock, Oracle of Music, that Robbie has sold more albums in Britain than any British solo artist in history? The fact he is still selling out stadiums 25 plus years into his career speaks volumes about his reputation as a live performer. What other older pop stars apart from Madonna are still selling out stadiums? Now, that's not signed by my wife, Colette, who's the uber Robbie fan, but it might as well be.
No longevity in this business, and making the transition from not very good boy bander to accomplished entertainer is a wonderful achievement. He put the biggest crowd into the Phoenix Park since the Pope in 2002. And unlike the Pope, he probably could have done three nights. So he also survived. I mean, he did flirt with danger. He reckons he was 24 hours from death in 2007 when he checked into hospital after taking speed, acid, heroin, cocaine and prescription drugs. He was covering all the bases there, but he's completely clean now and plenty of energy. It was very moving to see him at One Love Manchester, where he just could not get the words out during Angels.
Yeah.
And the crowd took over. It was one of many moments that night that I blubbed like a baby. Fantastic gig.
Robbie is playing in the Aviva. It sold out, as you said, within an hour. The gates open at 6. Erasure.
One of the greatest pop bands of all time at 7 o'clock.
Going to see Erasure on their own. I haven't heard from them in years.
8:45. Really tight security. I was at Arcade Fire the other night, armed guards with the high-vis vests advertising the fact they were packing heat, and airport-style metal detectors.
Isn't it sad, Stuart, that we have to have that going into
concerts? It's horrible. But just so you know, lads, no backpacks, large handbags, damn, selfie sticks or iPads, and that's just for starters. MCD has loads of info about what you can and mainly can't take to
just
the gig.
Bring yourself
have a good time.
Deck on text says, Healy, you're so sad.
No, I mean, pop is not a dirty word. We know lots of dirty words, but pop isn't one of them.
And we'll go through them in a minute.
off air.
Let's get the bleeper ready. Now, let's raise the musical tone a little bit, because Radiohead, a much more serious musical act, are playing in the Three Arena. Is it Tuesday?
Yes. Do you know, I've not seen them, I'm going to sound like a right music snob now, since 1993 on the back of Pablo Honey, when they played in the Dublin Rock Garden in Temple Bar. It was an early gig. There was 200 people there. Afterwards, we walked up the road to the Tivoli Theatre in the Liberty to see Fatima Mansions. There were 600 people outside who couldn't get in.
Yeah, I remember Fatima.
And I was just thinking the career arcs have been somewhat different. But this time next week, if you've €120, you could be the owner of a massive 20th birthday version of OK Computer that's coming out with B-sides, alternate mixes, a facsimile of Tom York's school exercise book with lyrics, and this thing called a C90 cassette mixtape. I don't know what that is. Do you remember a cassette?
For €120, I would want Tom York to have mixed it himself.
Or to pop out the box and say, hi!
Yeah, using his own home tape-to-tape.
Yes,
together.
It's a bit rich, but it looks gorgeous. They've defended their decision. They've got a bit grumpy with all the people saying, don't go to Tel Aviv. They've basically told Roger Waters, Ken Loach, Desmond Tutu and Thurston Moore to mind their own business. They are going to Israel.
Now, they have new music, don't they?
They have new old music. Yeah, we may have a clip of I Promise, one of the bonus tracks on the box set.
Let's have a listen. It's fair to say that they're not reinventing themselves.
Deigned too miserable for OK Computer. That is saying something. But you know what? It doesn't liven up at all during the 3.5 minutes, but it's a great tune, very haunting. And there's a pop sensibility there, not quite Robbie-esque, but they can write a good tune.
They can, and to be fair, OK Computer was a fantastic album.
Classic, yeah, and as I say, it does look gorgeous, this €120 box set.
So are you going to either gig then?
I'm washing me hair and going somewhere else tomorrow, but I'm going to go and see Radiohead for the first time in 24 years.
Okay, yeah. Well, report back next week now.
We'll do indeed.
A full report on Radiohead.
Excellent.
Stuart Clark, thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.